Welcome to Lyric's Green Room, the official podcast of Lyric Theater of Oklahoma. The Green Room is made possible by support from Epic Charter Schools. Learn more at epiccharterschools.org.
Every child deserves a quality public education. In Oklahoma, that's a value we all share. Kids are all different. Their educational needs are different too. That's the core of Epic Charter Schools' mission. We know kids need flexibility to follow a dream. Some need a safe harbor, others a little extra help. Learning is built around each child, and teachers receive better pay. We know every child is different. At Epic, we believe school can be different too.
Now here's the host of Lyric's Green Room, Director of Marketing, Beth Adele.
Welcome to Lyric's Green Room, where you get to hear all about what happens behind the scenes in locally produced professional theater. And we have a treat for you today. We've got three different people who make the magic happen at Lyric Theater of Oklahoma. We have
We've got magic to do.
Just for you. We've got...
Today, we don't have the rights to that song, so we can't
We don't. We do not own the rights to... Thanks, ASCAP. Who are we talking to? Oh, we're talking to Rachel Linhart. Rachel is our group and community engagement coordinator. Then we have our producing artistic director, Michael Barron. You've heard from him before, and we keep welcoming him back because he talks... You talk real well.
Well, thanks.
Real good. I know. I screwed that up, too. You talk real good. There you go. We enjoy hearing from you because you are the person who gives us the vision and the things to accomplish. And then we also now have Carrie Brinkman-White. She is new-ish to our team. She is our new director of development. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
Hi. So... Nice. I introduced you by name, but one thing about Lyric's Green Room is sometimes we're talking to people who don't know a whole lot about the inner workings of theater, and they're curious. So, Rachel, what does a group and community engagement coordinator... That's a really long title, by the way.
Right?
I think we made it up for you, just for you.
We did.
To highlight your talents.
Thank you.
Just for you.
So,
come back. Yeah. What does a group and community engagement coordinator do?
Yes, it's really a fancy way of saying it's my job to make sure that the community and anyone who is interested in arts, even if they maybe don't think that they are, to get them to come to our shows. And I do that by making what we do accessible to everyone, whether it's they think they don't have time to come see a show or they don't have the budget to. We get the word out. We get them to come into the door so they keep experiencing what we do. And that... I think I do a pretty good job of it, but I'll let you guys decide on that.
What experiences have you had before to gather this talent? Like, what do you? I know you do a lot of stuff in the community, some of which I don't even know about.
Yeah, so
Leadership
boards. Oklahoma City. I serve on the Plaza District Board of Directors. I help plan a lot of festivals. I was co-chair of the Arts Council's opening night. And I've served as a chair for Festival of the Arts. I'm currently serving on the entertainment planning for a couple other festivals. Prior to that, my background, I came from American Fidelity and was a sales trainer. And before that, I was...
An official sponsor of Lyric Theater of Oklahoma.
Yes,
shout
indeed.
Out to American
Thank
Fidelity.
You so much. And prior to that, I was a professional singer on 6th Street in Austin, Texas. So my roots run deep with performing arts, and I like the challenge of making sure that we have our seats full for every show.
Well, I think you're just moving up. 6th Street to 16th Street?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think that's improvement.
I think so, too.
We're glad you're here. We're glad you're here.
No, I'm really happy to be here.
Awesome. Carrie,
yes.
Director of Development. What
yes.
do you develop? What do you do?
Well, I develop lots of things. I think most people, when they hear development, they think fundraising. And that is true. We are, our team raises funds to keep the theater, keep theater's lights on. We are funded 40% on donations or grants or things along those lines. So someone has to go out and talk with those folks. So our job is to go build relationships with corporations and individuals and ticket holders or people who just want to support the arts, and tell them all the reasons they should be investing in sponsoring Lyric Theater.
Now, you're new to Lyric.
I am new to Lyric.
And I might have, like, hired you or perhaps swiped you away from another organization that we love, but yes. What was your experience right before that?
I came from the Oklahoma Tourism and Recreation Department, and prior to that, I was a fundraiser for the University of Oklahoma Price College of Business, pharmaceutical sales. I've been in sales or training almost my entire life. My degree is in education. I started out teaching at Jinx in Tulsa. So the bottom line, development is about connecting people, giving them reasons, connecting them with each other, and connecting them with the theater, and showing them all the way the arts can benefit them, not this, that we can benefit from their investment. So,
yeah, and the amazing thing that you've been doing, I would just say, is that you've been connecting those bridges that we've had throughout the state. And so, I mean, the state, as we know, is not that large.
Right.
And I think Lyric is a great place to bring these communities together. And a lot of the communities in the state aren't invited to community events.
Yeah.
And so to get different people from different backgrounds in the same room is what Lyric is hoping to do with each show.
Yeah.
Michael Barron, what is a producing artistic director? First of all, what's an artistic director, and what's the difference between an artistic director and a producing artistic director?
Oh, so very much. Not at all. But an artistic director usually is in charge of the programming for the theater. They tend to have a directing background, which I do, and part of my initial contract with Lyric was that I would direct, I think, 4 of the season shows. And then when I got here, there was an executive director named Paula Stover, who'd been here for 35 years, one of the great leaders of Arts in Oklahoma. And when she retired, the board actually wanted to make sure that the artistic and financial sides of the organization were taken care of, regardless of the transition after Paula left. And so that's why they added producer to my title, which just means that if something goes wrong, I'm in charge. I'm responsible no matter what department it is, whether it's finance or artistic. So not only do we have to have good reviews and put a good artistic product up there, which we always do, but we pride ourselves in being financially stable and a responsible organization with the funds that we get. We are not for profit, so we budget really, really conservatively and tightly and use our money wisely. But always the product we put on our stage is of, you know, the utmost quality. So,
how many theaters nationwide do you know of have a producing artistic director?
There's a few. Yeah. Usually it's the ones that have had an artistic director that is also a financial, like, leader in the community. So that is actively raising money and doing, you know, looking over the entire budget for an organization. Sometimes a producer artistic director actually, like the one at Ford's Theater, he doesn't direct shows. He just organizes the artistic teams and is more of a business leader that has an artistic, that comes from artistic background. But usually, like me, they often direct as well in the season. I probably direct a lot more than most artistic directors. One, because that's what I love to do the most. And I feel that, you know, I look at the community that I'm in and look at the needs of the community artistically and try and program that.
So what path did you take to come here to Lyric Theater? And what was your first year here? Was it 2006? 2010? I put you here for a long time.
I know.
2010.
I've been here since 2010. So this will be my 9th summer. Mm-hmm. And I came from Washington, D.C., where I was at Signature Theater, which is also known for doing musicals, world premieres, and plays. While in D.C., I directed A Christmas Carol at Ford's Theater, which still runs today. So this is the 11th year coming, or 12th. And then before that, I was in New York, and before that in Providence, Rhode Island at Trinity Repertory, which is a regional theater like Lyric is. The Dallas Theater Center was actually founded by the same person that founded Trinity Repertory in Providence. So for a while, talk about a huge job. He was the artistic director for both venues in Providence and Dallas.
Wow.
I will never do that. That was a different time. But he was one of the greats of American theater, Adrian Hall. So he was his theater was a mentor of mine, and Oscar Eustace, who runs the Public Theater in New York, was my teacher and mentor for the 3 years in grad school. Perhaps if you don't know who Oscar Eustace is, one of the greats of American theater, he is responsible for such shows as, I don't know, Hamilton, and Shakespeare in the Park in New York City, the Free Shakespeare Program, as well as, you know, most major works. Fun Home that we did last year, we started at the Public Theater. So his mission and value is to make sure that a theater represents the community it's in, and that's what I'm hoping to do here at Lyric, and I think we're getting there show by show.
Yeah, that's a great segue. So thank you for all of those introductions and letting us better understand some of what your foundation is of your activities from day to day. One thing that we really want to talk about collectively moving into our summer season here at Lyric Theater is really what makes the summer so special for Lyric Theater, and what makes it so successful and allows Lyric to fulfill their charge of their mission. Michael?
Yes. Well, you know, we were founded in 1963 at Oklahoma City University, but founded by community leaders who wanted to have professional theater here in Oklahoma. So it's always been a mix of the top talent in Oklahoma, the top professional talent here, which we have a lot of, the amazing theater programs here, and using that pool of talent both on and off stage, as well as bringing in the best talent from around the country, all mixed together in this wonderful soup that becomes summer musicals. The big difference and why people keep coming back to Lyric is that we're able to do shows on a much larger scale than even Broadway, because of our mission. And the purpose of it is to involve and respect the nature of the show that was originally written, which back in the day had larger orchestras, larger casts, and also involve in new ways, new performers, new audiences, and the community. So I think this summer, for example, Titanic is a super example of how that's happening, and that the show will have not only a cast of 42 professional actors in costume that are made here, on a set made here, but will also feature a choir of not only Canterbury Voices, which is our premier choral group here in Oklahoma, but also community singers will be in that choir. And then put that with the orchestra on stage, which is, I believe, 24 people. And those orchestra members are all professionals and union members, most of which, if not all, are orchestra members from the OKC Philharmonic. And why not? It'll be conducted by their new music director and maestro, Alexander Micklethwaite, who, like me, is not from Oklahoma, but loves being here. And he came from Germany, then went to Los Angeles to work with the Philharmonic there, and then has come recently from Winnipeg Symphony, and now has relocated here with his family to run the Oklahoma City Philharmonic. Oklahoma is just like one of the hot places, not even in the country, but the world, for its economy, for its growing, how the city is growing, and not just in finance, in a business way, but also in an artistic way. So it's a hotbed of excitement. So, and the summer is a great place for all those groups to come together in a beautiful world-class venue, mm-hmm. the Civic Center. Every time someone comes from out of town, particularly New York, they're like, wow, what is this palace to artistic endeavors? And I'm like, yeah, is this amazing? So Titanic is a great example of that. And the other two are as well. You know, each show has a different focus. Newsies, we always like to do a huge family show. And that one, certainly, Disney's Newsies is an example of that, where we can feature not only talent from New York and around the country with amazing dancers, but we are there's a small cast in the show of Academy and younger guys and girls that are allowed to experience what it's like to be on the professional stage. Cut to the first show of the season, working backwards, Singing the Rain, is just a great American classic movie as well as stage show. It is a huge technical endeavor to get working, and we're always up for a big challenge. So we figured out how to make it rain on stage for the amazing scene of Singing the Rain. But also, because we were allowed to re-envision these shows in new ways, this one we're recreating Grauman's Chinese Theater on stage. And so we've been building this set since January. It's, I don't know, four stories tall. It is a realistic facade of the Grauman's Chinese Theater, with the gold doors and the entire thing. So I kind of dream big, and I think that theater's huge. It needs huge imagery.
So how much does it cost to produce a Singing in the Rain?
So Singing in the Rain, usually each show in the summer now costs about $350,000 or more for the one-week run, which is, of course, a huge investment. Mm-hmm. We have a big audience that comes, but we are certainly... we're in need of people to come see it, as well as, donate money to make these shows happen. It is, it's a huge venture, but I think that it's what Lyric was founded on, is doing these huge, fantastic musicals, and to do them fresh and new, and not kind of bring out from some warehouse some dusty old set, which our audiences would never like. Mm-hmm. Requires, a hefty fund, but I'll tell you, most of the money, as you can tell, actually goes into hiring performers and people backstage. By far, the scenery for Singing in the Rain, it sounds grand, but probably in the end, the budget for it of that $350,000 will be for sets and costumes. After that, it's really just getting all those orchestra members and people employed and working here in Oklahoma for the summer.
Yeah, and if you were to just ballpark a percentage of our cast and crew who live and work in Oklahoma of our summer crew, what do you think? Would you think it's 50-50, 60-40?
With cast and crew?
Cast and crew.
The whole thing? I would say probably 80-20 lives here in Oklahoma. It depends on each year how many people come in from out of town. You got to remember, too, a lot of the talented college students we use in the ensemble and backstage often go to an Oklahoma college, but frankly, I'm not exactly sure where they live. So in the end, they probably, a lot of them are coming down from Texas.
We're the instrumentalists.
Yeah.
Apart from here.
Certainly the orchestra members are from here, and usually most of the creative team is from here. Jeffrey, our costume designer, is in residence here. But, for example, one of the best lighting designers in the world, Helena Kuka, who's from Finland, always comes work with us every summer. So we have even international ties.
So knowing that it does cost money to have the highest quality of locally produced live theater, and Carrie already alluded to needing to help offset the cost of the tickets to make sure that we maintain accessibility... by about 40-50-ish percent. Carrie, tell us how you do that, and not only how you help Lyric produce the shows, but also why is it important? Like, what is the beginning of your spiel? I say that word lightly. I don't mean to say like spiel, it's something like something canned. But what is the beginning of your conversation and the relationship starter with companies and individuals mm-hmm. about supporting local theater with their pocketbook?
Right. Well, I think the most important thing that we do when we go in and talk with different corporations, and we will talk to anyone because we don't know who our next funder is going to be, and we want everyone to know Lyric's story. You know, Michael, since I've been here since February, one thing that keeps coming through to me is we are producing art for all Oklahomans. And so we will talk to all different corporations. When I go in to talk with someone, my first thing I say to them is, what makes you tick? What is your goal in talking with us? What's the reason behind wanting to talk with us? And typically, when we find a corporation or just an individual who understands the importance of brand awareness, there is that part for every corporation. They want to look good in the community. But if they understand what the arts already, if they intrinsically already understand that the arts sparks creativity within their own organization, it builds camaraderie, especially if they do a sponsorship and they get tickets for their sponsorship, which is one thing that we do provide our sponsors. They can reward their employees for great performance, or if they just want to build relationships among the teams, they can send everyone to the theater together. And the beautiful thing about art is it forces all of us to see the other, someone else's point of view on stage. And not, but it's not in a scary environment. So what ultimately what happens, though, is those employees go back. They're better to each other. They've had a different experience together. They're better to each other. They're more creative. They're willing to think outside the box. So ultimately, it really benefits corporations whenever they invest in the arts this way. Besides of just what we need in the community, the arts make our communities better, period.
So what's some of the feedback that you're getting from some of the organizations who are maybe longtime sponsors?
Right.
What are they saying about why they continue to support the arts?
Mostly because of what it does for their employee morale. Mm-hmm. Their employees love coming to work. They feel appreciated within their own organization. And then they do better work within the organization. But we hear often from our corporate sponsors of, when are the tickets going to be available? Our employees are fighting for them already. They want to come. We also hear from organizations who, not to totally elevate us, but to completely elevate us. We hear from organizations that sponsor us and the Thunder, and they say, oh, we want Lyric over the Thunder all day long, every day. Not that that's we're really in competition.
No, we love you, Thunder.
We love the Thunder.
We love you. We do wonderful things with you.
We love the Thunder. But because Oklahoma is known, I think, on a national scale, people will think of sports because that's what's been so elevated in the public eye. And so for organizations to say we love the arts as much as we love the Thunder, that means a lot. And that they love Lyric Theater as much as they love Thunder, that's a big deal. So yeah. Did I answer your question?
I don't know if I did or not.
Okay.
So I'm going to take that information and jump over to Rachel quickly, because on that offsetting the cost of tickets to make theater very accessible, in comes groups. Groups are sometimes a little bit of a hard sell because everybody immediately starts thinking, oh my goodness, I have to coordinate things. So when somebody asks you, Rachel, why would I even consider coming to the theater as a group? What would you tell them? Why a group?
So it's actually, I tell them first and foremost, let me take the guesswork out of it for you. A lot of people stress out when they think, I've got to coordinate this. I don't like asking people to pay for something. And really what I tell them is that if you're looking for an unforgettable night out, just something unexpected, our summer season is exactly where it's at. Michael Barron touched on this momentarily. And when you combine Oklahoma's leading professional theater, which is Lyric Theater, along with this stunning bicentennial park that leads into, as you're walking into the theater, the Civic Center Music Hall and this historic venue, that's something that's unforgettable. There's so much competition for all kinds of group outings, but what I tell my groups is when you're purchasing your ticket, you're doing so much more than that. And if I try to tell them and explain to them, yes, you're saving money, I can help you with that with a group discount. I also like to touch on it's a chance to socialize with friends and family. And really what you're doing is it's a chance to learn new things. Carrie talked about this. The programming that Michael does and what we do here, is sometimes edgy, especially at the Plaza.
Explain that. What does edgy mean?
Edgy means when you're sitting, I think of it like this, sitting on the edge of your seat and you're going, is this okay? Can I feel this way? I feel emotions that I wasn't expecting coming to see this show. How do you explain edgy? Because we talk about this a lot in the box
office. Well, you never know what's edgy to what person. Because even, like, for example, when you come to see Titanic, I compare Titanic not to the movie, which is very dramatic, but also quite the central story is fictional with Rose and Jack and the necklace. None of that actually happened. This musical, because the folks are live on stage and you see the events play out musically with real emotions, and you see, people you come to love get separated from their families, but also see the joy and the promise that boat had throughout the whole thing, that there's an investment in there that often happens at Lyric, where the audience by the end of the show has come into the theater as separate people and left the theater as a group that's experienced something authentic, a story that's been told. I think everything Lyric does, our little motto is every ticket tells a story, and everything that's truly important for theater. Other art most art does tell a story, but rarely is it told in real time in front of your face with music and production, and takes you to a different world. And so talking about that being on the edge of your seat, you never know. Sometimes a political show gets you on the edge of your seat. Sometimes you're a little kid watching Curious George or Cat in the Hat, and that little four-year-old girl is on the edge of her seat because she can't believe that she has seen the Cat in the Hat live in his house. So, and even, I mean, even something you'd think is silly, perhaps, as Singing in the Rain, you're on the edge of your seat because you cannot believe that someone in some costume shop has made 150 gowns in the period of the 1920s from scratch. I mean, there's something amazing about Jeffrey going to New York, going to the garment district, buying bolts and bolts of sometimes very, very expensive material. There's a dress that there's a dress that Lena Lamont wears, and just the lace front on the dress, that material was a ridiculous amount per yard. So seeing all of that on stage, built just for Oklahoma audiences and who comes, the people here, is incredible.
And tying back into your original question, like, why should somebody bring a group? What I also say is, when you're bringing a group to Lyric, what you're actually doing is investing in your community. Because what we do here is we're trying to give back to our community in the only way we know how, which is through performing arts. And in any way that we can do that, supporting Lyric means supporting things like Musical Interactive. Supporting Lyric means supporting the anchor nonprofit of the Plaza District. Supporting Lyric means supporting 220-plus seasonal jobs. So, yes, there are all kinds of group outings you can do, but as far as coming to Lyric, you're getting something that's memorable, something that is affordable, and something that is very fun. So, to me, when I put it like that, it's usually a pretty easy sell if we can just narrow down the date and time.
Sure. Well, I asked Carrie about some feedback from her organizations that she works with. What's your favorite story of feedback from a group that you were able to help get into Lyric Theater?
Yes. So there was one recently. We do this Theater for Young Audiences production. And this year, I had a group that really wanted to come, and in doing different community endeavors, I work with Young Nonprofit Professionals Network of Oklahoma City on their professional development committee. I was at this event, and this guy goes, "You look really familiar." Come to find out, he's a pastor of a church around here. He goes, "Let's have coffee sometime and let me learn more about what you're doing." So I'm telling him about this, and he goes, "Well, what do you do for kids that can't afford tickets?" I said, "Well, I try to either find grants if I can with our development team, like Carrie, or I see if there's someone in the community that wants to help underwrite that cost." We exchanged numbers. He texts me soon. He goes, "Hey, can we go ahead and sell out a performance? Because I've got a bunch of kids from Martin Luther King Elementary and a couple other elementary schools, and I need about 220 seats." It was incredible. He called up some corporate contacts, got the funding, got a little bit from the church for transportation, and got those kids in. And that, to me, those kids would have never experienced live theater. So it's about making those relationships and continuing to do the work that needs to be done to make sure that our shows are accessible. And I have many stories like that, but that's one that really stands out. That was so cool to be able to pull that off.
Yeah, and I think audiences, too, no matter whether they're a single ticket buyer or someone like that, can feel confident because we're a not-for-profit. So, like, your ticket price isn't going toward making a profit for a commercial producer or something like that. We're actually a not-for-profit board, and then all the money goes right back into the community, into the theater programming, which is why fundraising is so helpful. So, for example, Singing in the Rain, there's a reason Singing in the Rain and Titanic aren't touring and don't come to Oklahoma. It's because they're too expensive nowadays to produce on that for a national tour. But it is something that we can do. But just know the actual ticket price is the same that Hamilton is charging, you know, which I'm going to see this fall. It's, you know, it costs us $200 a ticket to produce. But we're committed to charging, you know, 47 to 80. Or even less. So we'll always be accessible, knowing that, and then, and we all can do that with help the community, wanting us to do shows that they're not going to get to see otherwise.
So if I'm sitting here and I'm listening to this podcast and I am somebody who really wants to give back either time or money or thoughts, ideas, etc., how would I even go about doing that? Like, what would I do? Who would I call? Do I just call the main number? Do I reach out to one of you specifically and say, how do I get plugged in? So what's the next step? It's so hard to to take that step when you go to Lyric Theatre's website and it doesn't say necessarily, you know, have no idea where to go, click here. You know, you kind of need to make that initial decision. Yes. So if I'm really at a loss, but I really want to get involved, what should I do?
I'll tell you exactly how. I am very happy with how responsive our social media is. You could pick up your phone and send us a message on Facebook. It'll get to the right person within 15 minutes. You send us a message on Instagram, it'll get to the right person. If you're still not sure, call our box office line, and I'll tell you, it's 405-524-9312. And we've got an incredible staff.
And unlike, Ticketmaster or one of these large companies, the phone is actually ringing in Oklahoma on 16th Street.
Yes.
You're not dealing with an operator that's in New York or the West Coast.
You've got a 1 in 3 chance of getting me on the phone, your first call.
We don't outsource that stuff. No way.
But if it's a development opportunity, Carrie Brinkman White, if it's an artistic opportunity, you want to get in touch with Michael Barron. If it's a collaborative effort where you're wanting to do cross promotion because you have a great event that's going on and maybe a show pairs with it, that's going to be Beth Adele. If it's a group and you can't figure out how to get you can't figure out your budget for it for tickets and you want to bring somebody, talk with me. I have never turned anyone away from wanting to see a show. I will help you figure it out.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Everybody has the same answer.
Absolutely.
Call Rachel. No.
Call Rachel.
Just simplify it. Yep.
Sure. So we'll kind of wrap up just a little bit here in a second, but what else do you want to add about the summer? Because we schedule the summer like a festival season. I mean, it's Singing in the Rain is 1 week, then we have a week off, and then bam's Newsies, then a week off, and then bam, it's Titanic, and our casts only rehearse for 2 weeks, and it's up on stage, and it's kind of a whirlwind experience. So touch a little bit, Michael, if you don't mind, on what that feels like, how that's different, and why that should generate some excitement among our Oklahomans.
Sure. Well, I think it generates excitement for everyone. One, the group we bring together from around the country and, frankly, the world to come here, they're used to our crazy schedule and atmosphere, and there's something so exciting about leaving New York City where it's hot and disgusting and smells and coming to Oklahoma where it's still hot but much prettier and working in a gorgeous venue with top-notch artistic team and beautiful new sets and costumes. There's something amazing about all of that. Plus, knowing you're only going to get to do the show for 7 performances, there is no lull. Like, every performance is super spectacular. The cast and audience could not be more excited for every single performance. And that's really special. There's only a few theaters left in the country that do this. And one of them is the Muni in St. Louis, who is celebrating, like, last year their 100th anniversary. We have 2,400 seats. They have about 15,000. But where we are different is they're outside and we're inside. So I would recommend to come inside in Oklahoma in the summer. So this summer festival model is really unique. And it's also financially unique. We're under a contract with Equity, which is the union for actors, as well as the other unions, that allows us to do these giant shows like in the olden days, but with new titles. And that's very rare around the country. They just don't allow these large casts to come together anymore. So to see that many people on stage celebrating live theater, to introducing it, you know, hopefully your kids aren't in school, so therefore they should be free to have grandparents introduce their grandkids to theater for the first time or make it a tradition is huge. And Lyric truly, if you're just new here or haven't been back in a while, not only has Lyric grown in every way, but also if you're new to Oklahoma, you'll find when you come that Lyric is a tradition. Then you'll be might see next to someone that's been coming to Lyric for 50 years. And there's something special about if you're truly making a home in Oklahoma, you need to have an artistic home as well. And Lyric has been that for many, many years. And we love for new audiences to become a part of that, which is happening every year.
Yeah, I always like to, I hear from a lot of people in through the box office, as well as just when we're meeting people in the lobby, which we do all summer long, and we enjoy it immensely, that, you know, summer is their theater. That is what they've always devoted their summer to. And us having this type of a schedule allows people to drink it in quickly and be immersed in it for the summer and have that enjoyment, that somewhat escapism, as well as get to that kind of edge of your seat, somewhat challenging or emotional area where you can continue to grow as a human. So we hear it all the time from the people who've been with us for 50 years or the people who've been with us for a year or two and just now moved to the area or just now experienced Lyric Theater.
That's fun because, you know, every show has at least 100 people involved, and they're all in Oklahoma. So you see them around town, you'll see them in the grocery store, they're living here, they're driving around, they're, you know, using our restaurants, going to out to eat. So it's pretty fantastic. You know, some theaters are like, no one allowed at the stage door. And I'm like, come to the stage door. You know, our actors are thrilled to sign autographs and meet the people they've just performed for. Their families fly from all over the country to see them perform here. So it's great meeting them as well.
So do we have opportunities group-wise or development-wise that are for the entire summer? Are we typically talking about things that are show by show? Or do you do the entire, you know, season at a time? What are some of the options for the people who want to get involved?
For development, we can do it however it works for the person who is interested in getting involved with us. If they want to go show by show, we can do that, or we can go do it by the season. Part of what we want to do is we want to make it customizable, whatever we do when we're working with corporations or individuals, so that they understand our most important thing is we want them to come see the show so they can have that life-changing, season, day-changing experience. So whatever they want. We're open to conversation.
So you're not going to cookie cutter me?
Absolutely not.
I can come to you and say, this is what I really would love to see, and we work absolutely together to make that happen. Yes. How about you, Rachel?
Yeah, 100%. To tie into what Carrie said, one of the things I appreciate the most about this organization is how much flexibility they've allowed me when I have a group idea. I'm like, hey, I want to do a backstage tour, but I don't want to charge them. Can you do me a solid and help me out with this? With enough planning and organization, we can do a lot of special things and create some one-of-a-kind experiences, like Q&As and talkbacks and, yes, autographed posters. You guys in development have even done dinners on stage, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, nothing Lyric is a secret. You know, it's right, all magic when you show up for the show, but we love to share that it takes a lot to create that magic, and it only makes you appreciate it more. If everyone could see, particularly like the costumes up close, they would lose their minds even more.
Right.
Because, you know, the further your seat is away, and they're all good seats, but the further you are away, everything kind of blurs a little bit, and you can still enjoy it. But I tell you, up close, it's amazing.
Yeah, and to tie into that too, when I talk with people, let's say, for example, I'm putting a group together and say, well, my budget's only $35. When I tell them I can meet them on that price, they expect to sit in the balcony. And then when I end up finding seating for them in upper orchestra or grand tier, it's like, it's so easy to get them to come back because they recognize the value in that. And they go, they know that we're going to take care of them too, make them feel special. So
that's fantastic. Well, thank you guys very much for joining us on Lyric's Green Room. I know I do this every single time.
And thank you for bringing all this food. It looks delicious. Nice.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
Oh, my gosh. This spread is unbelievable.
I made it myself.
The cheese is delicious.
Right. I didn't make the cheese myself.
So good. It's been great.
I did squeeze the grapes. I kind of stomped around for just a little bit. Thank you. And I'm glad you enjoyed the
dessert. And it was all gluten-free and kosher, so I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. And I get in trouble for this all the time, and Scott never, ever, ever reminds me. My name is Beth Adele.
I never
introduce myself.
Who are you? What do you do?
I just roll right into Welcome to Lyric's Green Room. behind the scenes.
I know. Maybe on the Green Room webpage we'll have a picture of Beth Adele from her performance in Greece many years ago.
You need to stop. Stop.
Because she looks
fantastic.
It's one of the highlights.
Why would Greece be important?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's coming next summer to Lyric in 2019. don't confuse anyone.
I hear.
Greece is the word.
It is the word.
But, you know, whether we're doing Greece or not, we're always hopelessly devoted to you, Beth.
That's right.
We are. Oh my goodness. Well, again, thank you. If you want to contact any of these amazing people, all you need to do is call our main number, which is 405-524-9310. Or if you want to get a hold of Rachel, and if you don't get her the first time, she said 1 in 3, so call back 3 times. It's 405-524-9312. And you can always find out all this information on our website, Lyric Theatre, spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E, OKC.org. And we would love to see you in the lobby this summer. It would be a delight for us. And introduce yourself when you come see us. Also, we want to give a huge shout out to Epic Charter Schools. They are the reason we're able to do this, as well as Scott Mitchell of Mitchell Talks. And we will make sure that what's a nice closing line besides every ticket tells a story? That's our tagline. What's a good closer?
I don't know. I usually see a sign. See in the lobby because we are.
That's right.
We'll see in the lobby. Say hello.
That's right.
See you in the lobby. That's a Michael.
We look forward to meeting you.
Since you're here, we'll use Michael Barron's closing.
Sure.
See you in the lobby. Everybody, 1, 2, 3.
See you in the lobby.
Thanks for dropping by Lyric's Green Room with Beth Adele. You can learn more about Lyric Theatre of Oklahoma at lyrictheatreokc.org or by calling the box office at 405-524-9312. Lyric's Green Room is a production of the Mitchell Talks Network.